A person can say the most astounding things out of ignorance. I know I've done it when I'm ignorant about something and I speak about it, and then somebody informs me of the truth and I feel very foolish. How could I be so far off? Well, that happens, doesn't it? It happened to a man who came to see Jesus, a very educated man, a man who was a member of the most elite religious sect of the day. He was a Pharisee. He was also a ruler. It seems as though he was chosen as a representative from his sect and from perhaps some government authorities to come and ask Jesus about what he was teaching and doing. And he said an astounding thing. Let's read about it in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John, beginning with the first verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where you see it bending things over. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from, where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Are you a master of Israel, and you do not know these things? You see, Nicodemus said an astounding thing. He was a religious leader. He should have been aware of this simple fact that God gives us from heaven, that all people are born sinners, and we need a Savior, and that unless you are renewed in your spirit, unless you are born again in the Spirit of God, there's no hope for us. And he was the teacher of an entire nation. And Jesus had to school him on the very elemental things about salvation. Well, I hope there's a better word in our mouth, and I hope it comes from the knowledge that Jesus Christ is our only hope, the only way to God, and in his blood and in his broken body, we have forgiveness of sins and eternal life if we will but believe and trust God with our whole life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you did not condemn me for my ignorance, and I'm thankful you did not condemn me for the ignorant things that I have said, because I said them in ignorance and unbelief. I thank you that you have revealed the way of salvation to me through the Scriptures and through other Christians and the preaching and the witness of godly people. Thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.